The measures give farm workers the right to receive overtime pay of 1.5 times their regular wages after they've worked more than 60 hours in a week. They will also now have the right to 1 full day of rest per week, and they'll be eligible for unemployment insurance and workers' compensation coverage. They'll also be granted the right to organize, to join a union, and to collectively bargain. Assemblyman Stephen Hawley, a Republican from Western New York, comes from a long line of farmers. He predicts the new requirements will be too onerous and says that farms will close and farmers will leave the state.
In agriculture, the number one industry will no longer be the agriculture as we know it, and they will be gone. Another industry out of the state of New York. The number one business, agriculture, it'll be the nail in the coffin that puts my grandfather to rolling in his grave. My father and my uncle are rolling in their grave if this bill becomes reality.
A coalition of farm groups, including the New York Farm Bureau, New York State Vegetable Growers Association, and the Northeast Dairy Producers Association, oppose the measure. They say it will reduce farm worker hours and wages because farmers can't afford to pay overtime, and it could even lead to a dissatisfied and unstable workforce that could compromise the welfare of farm animals and crops. Bill's sponsor, Kathy Nolan, a Democrat from Queens, says other states, including California, have enacted wage and work hour protections for farm workers and have permitted them to collectively bargain for many years. And she says that has not deterred that state from being the leader in the agricultural industry.
I go out of my way to buy food that says grown in New York, and I think many of us will feel better about that, knowing that the hand that picked that apple was given a fair shot at being in a union and having collective bargaining rights, as all other workers do.
Assemblywoman Catalina Cruz, who was born in Colombia and immigrated to the U.S., says many of the farm workers are African American or Latinx. She says when she worked as an advocate for farm workers, she saw many who lived in substandard housing and were overworked. She says the state is finally righting a wrong that occurred back in the 1930s when farm workers were left out of the Federal Fair Labor Act.
They're still treated as second-class citizens. Not even citizens, as less than human. It's long last past time that New Yorkers, that lawmakers acted and corrected this injustice and put an end to the last vestiges of the Jim Crow era.
The Farm Workers Coalition, which lobbied for years for the bill, said in a statement that justice will finally be served. Governor Andrew Cuomo has said he will sign the measure. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.